We had a well that was just dug just under the ground. That was the water.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have deep wells like we have now, and water in the house.
Did you have any sort of porch off the back?
No. Just, we had two sets of doorsteps. One came up from here, and one came up into the kitchen here. Mm-hmm.
So the kitchen was connected right with the rest of the house?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Was the kitchen as big as the living room? Or, I mean, as wide as the living room?
No, not quite.
But it's... How long did you live there?
All my life. I lived there for... time I was born till I got married, and I married at 19.
Then what kind of house did you move in then?
We moved here when I married. We moved here in his house, daddy's home. And then when we stayed here a few weeks, we moved out and boarded with his brother. Just a little old shack.
Mm-hmm.
When we lived across the Silver Hill, when we moved there, I didn't have any babies then. We moved in that house, and I was pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a little nigger house where niggers had lived, and they had it papered with newspaper all over. So that was just two rooms. And we built a dirt and stick chimney, stick and dirt chimney. We were just as happy as we could be.
Mm-hmm.
And we lived there, I'd say, around 2 years. And in the meantime, the oldest girl was born. I went to my mother's while she was being born. And then we moved back, we went back to this little house.
Mm-hmm.
And then we moved out here, moved to Stop Chopping, stayed a few months. And then here in 1924, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
Been here ever since.
So there was an older house on this place before you built this brick house, I guess.
Oh, yeah, a big, big house.
Mm-hmm.
That they lived in. Now, that was a Rotten Bear home, but before they... built that big home in about 1890 or 92 or 3. I don't even know exactly when they built it. But Bert was a little boy anyway.
Mm-hmm.
He was born in 1890, but he was a little boy. And they had just two rooms built out of logs that they used after they built their big house for a barn. And that's what they lived in. I tell you, people used to have it hard. And you hear people say, oh, those were the good old days. But there wasn't anything good about it.
Just
not anything.
A lot of hard work, I guess.
A lot of hard work. And headaches. Of course, people knew nothing about what was going on in the other part of the world. They had no television. They had no newspapers. Anything. If there was a storm coming, a tornado or anything, you knew nothing about it till it hit. Sometime I wonder if it wouldn't be better like that again. I don't know. Because you know nothing about it. We had a little tornado here a few weeks ago.
Oh, really?
Yes, we did. It took the top off the barn out there and off the carport. Took it off and carried it down in the swamp. Broke that cedar tree all up there so you can see it from there.
Mm.
See those big limbs?
Mm-hmm.
It broke them all off.